bless your name this morning. We honor you, for you are God and you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Oh Lord, we bless you. Lord, we honor you. You are good and you are kind. We bless your name, oh Lord. We worship you. Thank you, oh Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we honor you. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Oh Lord, for this present time, oh Lord, we honor you. For yesteryears, for yesterdays, for today, and the glorious time that you have prepared for us in the future. Lord, we worship you. For protection, for provision, we honor you, Lord. For all the times and season that we have gone through, that we are going through, and that is still ahead of us, we bow down before you. We lay our crown. We say you are God and you are God alone. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. Thank you, righteous Father. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, oh Lord, that you will bless us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of September 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. Stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I rise up this morning and I declare over my day that my day is blessed in the name of Jesus. I am blessed. I am a blessing in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel any weapon that is programmed into this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken concerning this day over me in the name of Jesus, you are canceled in the name of Jesus. I declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I call forth the manifestation of God's glory over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that I am showing forth, I am shining forth, and I'm bringing forth the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, oh, as for me and my household, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare that any appearance of delay along my way is broken by the blood of Jesus. I declare today that I walk in alignment with the fulfillment of God's word for my life this day in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the blessings of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare the manifestations of the favor of God is upon my life this day. I declare by the word of the Lord that the favor of the Lord covers me like a shield in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me today. The mercy of the Lord stand for me. The mercy of the Lord be with me in the name of Jesus. I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. I stand here and I declare that as I go today, I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things in the name of Jesus. I call forth the manifestations of God's blessing over my life in the name of Jesus. Everywhere I go today, the favor of the Lord walk for me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that my journey is declared safe today in the name of Jesus. For the Lord my God will give his angels charge over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare my journey today is safe in the name of Jesus. I declare that I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. I walk in the order of the grace of the Lord. I walk in the order of the goodness of the Lord. I walk in the order of the leading of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise God. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to be praying. You know, since the first day of September, we have been reading from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Where the scripture says, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. All we have to do this morning is to call on the name of the Lord. But let me quickly make this announcement, like we have been saying this in the past few days now, that by the grace of God, this coming Thursday, that is the 11th of this month, we are going to come together to pray. We are going to be having a prayer launch at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena, Sango Eleyele Road. We are coming together. We are going to pray. We are going to seek the face of the Lord. And it's going to be a wonderful time. By the grace of God, tomorrow, we are going to announce the platform by which you can join online. If you are not able to be with us physically for this Thursday, the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, this morning, we are going to pray. I want you to read with me the book of 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. Now let me give you a background story. There was an event in Samaria. There was famine, no food. Nobody had anything to eat. It got so bad that people were beginning to kill their own children just to eat. And there was nothing. It seems as if it's going to be a long time for recovery to appear. Then the man of God spoke by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord. As I will be speaking to you, as I will be leading you to the presence of the Lord and be speaking the word of the Lord over your life this morning. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. We are going to read just that verse 1 for now. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Now, if you look at verse 2 of this chapter 7, the scripture spoke about a man on whose hand the king leaned to for answer. A man that is the one that gave counsel to the king. He knows about everything. He stood and he mocked the word of the Lord. He said, "Even if the windows of heaven be open, that these things cannot come." And the man of God turned to him and said, "Well, you have said that, but definitely you will see the salvation, but you will not experience it. You will see the fulfillment of the prophecy, but you are not going to eat out of it." That is not where we are going today. We are going to stand on that verse 1. The scripture says, Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow by this time, that is God riding on times and season to do the impossible. That is God stretching forth his hand in the affairs of our life. That is God cutting away process of life to bring your miracle, to bring your fulfillment to you. You are going to pray this prayer today. And I want it to be on your mind as you go through this day. I want you to stand before the Lord in prayer. "Lord, do in a moment what will take years for me to achieve. In the name of Jesus." I want you to take that prayer and pray this morning. "That Lord, you will do for me in a moment what I cannot do for myself in years. In the name of Jesus." Pray and tell the Lord, speak before the Lord, things that I cannot do for myself in years, that I cannot achieve. "Father, you will do it for me in a moment. In the name of Jesus." I want you to pray that which I've been running after for years that I am yet to attain, "Lord, you will do it for me in a moment. In the name of Jesus." What I've been running after it by my strength. I've been running after this project by my connection, but yet I'm unable to attain it. "Father, I stand under your mercy today, and I ask that you would do it for me in a moment. In the name of Jesus, do for me in a moment what I've not been able to do for myself in years. In the name of Jesus." I want you to pray, "Lord, do in a moment what has not been done in years. Do in a moment what has not been done in years. What has never been done in a moment in the history of my lineage. You would do it for me in a moment. What has not been done in a moment in the history of my lineage, you would do it for me." In the name of Jesus, stand before the Lord and ask that, "Father, you will grant me speed and accuracy. You will grant me strength of 1,000 men, that I'll be able to leap over every wall, that I'll be able to run over troops, that I'll be able to achieve in a moment what would take me years to get." In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, "Lord, do in a moment what men says cannot be done in years. Lord, do in a moment what men say cannot be done in years. You will do it in a moment for me in the name of Jesus. What men say cannot be done, what they say cannot be done in years, Lord, you will do it in a moment for me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that, Father, you will send men, you will set up men, you will bring forth men that you have ordained to launch me into my fulfillment, to launch me into my moment of fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you will do it for me in the name of Jesus. You will set up time, you will set season, you will set up events to favor me in the name of Jesus. You will do for me in a moment what men say cannot be done in years in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here. I don't want to take too much of your time and space. Just that prayer for today, I want you to stand before the Lord and declare it. Lord, you will do for me in a moment what men say is going to take years for me to achieve. You will do for me in a moment what I've been running after for years, project I've been running by my strength to complete. You will do it for me in a moment in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord over you in the name of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord for you about this time. That which you cannot do for yourself in years, the Lord do it for you in a moment in the name of Jesus. I declare the word of the Lord over you, over your project, your family, your ministry, your business, your life, what you have been running after for years, the Lord do it for you in a moment in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you go out today, you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Permit me to remind you again about the program I spoke about just before we started the prayer. It's going to be 11th of this month. This coming Thursday, we are going to meet by 12 p.m. at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. We are coming together for a prayer lunch. It is well with you. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming. Prepare yourself. Let your light shine forth unto the world. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day.